Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, live from the barbershop. Welcome you all. Hope you all having a blessed evening. Hope you really enjoyed yourself. Hope you had a nice weekend yet. Just to let you know that my 30-minute shows for right now, just try to caught up, getting the feel back into it. But, you know, I'm here. I've said it several times. People who know me. I just want to introduce myself again. My name is Deacon Chauncey Odom from out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I'm doing my show live in Eden, North Carolina, where I'm at now. Before we get started, I just like to honor to God who's first in my life, me who gave me a second chance at life, the one who's the healer, the Almighty. He's everything. Without him, we are nothing. I don't know about you guys, but I know about me. I did my thing when I was out there in the world. I used to go back and do it again. This is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom. I was just looking at the news a few minutes ago on Facebook, and a woman threw her babies off the bridge in Tampa, Florida. What we used to do before we get started, we go into a script and we go into a prayer. But I'm going into a prayer real, right now, because that touched my heart. A woman just threw both of her babies off a bridge, and they said one of them was a 4-year-old girl. I don't know what the other age was, but it's sad. And we just got people doing crazy things these days. And we have, like the old folks said, we got to stay prayed up, because if we don't, we're in a world of trouble. And believe me, I believe in my heart that God is coming back. He gonna crack the sky, and he's gonna take who he's gonna take, and the rest gonna be left behind. It is what it is. Your boy, I keep it real, I keep it transparent, I don't bite my tongue. Before we get all into detail, let's go into prayer for this family where the mom threw the two babies over the bridge. Heavenly Father, we come to you humble as we know how, God. You praise. God, we just you to just touch that family right now. Right now, God, for the grief of the two babies. Even though the mom threw them off the bridge, God, we don't know what's going on in her mind, but God, but only you know. God, grab that woman and change her mind, God. We know that up to the law system, she's going to be punished. We're not saying what she was doing was right, but God, but we don't know what's going on in her mind. God, we just asking you to touch her right now, God. The kids don't know what happened, God. We even asking you for the school shooting, God. We even asking you for the ones that's out here that's doing things that they have no business doing. God, we even want you to touch the president, God. We know that this country is going through some stuff right now, God, but we have to lift our leaders up, God. We want to lift the leaders up in the church, God. We want to lift the leaders up in the schoolhouse, God, in our government, in our city government, our state government. God, we even asking you to touch all men on the face of the earth, God, because you gave us authority over the land. You also gave us authority to be the head and not the tail. God, touch the ones who are out there struggling. God, touch the homeless kid. Touch the ones who are unemployed. God, touch the ones. Just touch everybody, God, even the ones who are doing evil, God, because we know you can change their mind. We've seen you do it before, God. We've seen you open up blind eyes. We've seen you heal the lame. God, we also seen you do miraculous job with cracking over the sea, God, feeding 3,000 with 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. God, we call on you, God. We won't go to the mountaintop and see what it's all about, God, but we just asking you right now, God, we give you honor in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Now that we got that out of the way, that's what I do. I like always open up with a prayer because, like I said, I do anything without God. And who knows my testimony, the ones who don't, eventually tell my testimony. But the barbershop is geared towards my brothers. And I've been doing this off and on for 2 years, kind of got slack, get deterred, get straight away from staying on track of doing it. But it's one thing about me. I thank God for keeping me in my right mind, keeping me the activities of my Liam, but I enjoy doing it. It's exciting. It's nice to see that I can touch somebody's heart. I can encourage somebody to do right. I can encourage somebody to know that God is real. And that's who I am. You know, I've been out there in the world. I've done my thing. Like I said to the people who don't know me, one day I'm going to tell you my testimony. It's powerful. It'll make you cry. You know, I don't have no problem. Like, again, I don't have no problem being transparent. You know, that's who I am. Again, the barbershops with Nina, we're here to encourage our brothers. We encourage them to be leaders. We encourage them to be fathers. We're here to support them. So people realize that us as men, we have issues too. And I've always said the two things that stop us from being who we are, what God called us to be, is our pride and our ego. And it's sad that we'll let the pride and ego get in the way, but we'll go behind closed doors and we'll ramp and rage, or we'll get to the point where we get so mad, angry, we want to take it out on somebody else. This topic, well, we're going to be doing a series. God had laid it on my heart to talk about relationships, friendship, courtship, marriage, and intimacy. But today is just a little brief introduction into the series that we're going into. You know, the whole series is relationships. And he gave me three types of relationships to deal with. And the three types of relationships, intimacy, can be each one. I mean, you can have courtship, you can have marriage. And I know I've talked with people before, and I said on this group that, I mean, intimacy is not always a It's not always about sex, but society and social media and all these other things have made sex sales. So they're going to throw that out there for us. And, you know, a lot of us, let's be transparent, you know, is addicted to sex. Got to have it. But being intimate is always having sex, you know, because we can be in all these relationships. You know, it's just like, me and a friend of mine, we were talking about intimacy. And God likes for us to be intimate with him, but we don't ever have sex. So if we're not having sex with God and still being intimate, why us as men and women can't have a relationship and be intimate? There's a lot of things we can do to be intimate without having sex. Then we're going to be talking about marriage. What causes us to get a divorce? You know, some of the things that cause us to get a divorce. What can we do to keep our marriage a longevity, like back in the days when people stayed married for 40, 50, 60 years? Now, when times something go to get hard, we ready to divorce after 5 years. And we're going to talk about people who've been married multiple times, why people got to criticize them. You know, things happen. There's no time limit, no schedule, how many times we can be married. You have different cultures have different certain amount of wives, but we don't complain about them. And then we're going to talk about friendship. You know, what is friendship? You know, I have some of my frat boys, D5. We're real tight. We've been friends for almost 30 years. And believe it or not, not one time have we really argued and fought each other. But back in the days, you got to mess with all of us. And one, which is my dear cousin, Bruce Odom, may he rest in peace. You know, that's how I met the other guy at North Carolina Central University. And that's true friendship. You know, it's hard to find true friendship. Someone that you can confide into, someone that's not going to stab you in the back, someone that's not going to go and tell your business. But that's all about friendship. Or at the end of the day, you might get in a bickering, differential fight, whatever you want to call it, and still be friends. Is it possible for a male and a female to be friends without having sex? Here comes the intimacy. We're going to be talking about a lot of this, why women get upset because a man has a female friend. Some women, not saying all, would get mad and upset, think he's trying to mess with her. But it's a lot of men that's out there that know how to control themselves. Yes, we got some that don't. We got some that's all they want is sex. Been there, done that. They use titles, anything they can to get what they want. It's just like that. Women, shake what your mama gave you. Use what you got to get what you want. Now, we all know. All of us ain't never been, I ain't been saved. All are not dirt. We know these songs. But, you know, it's amazing. I thank God for giving me, you know, relationships and wonder why things didn't work. Sit back and realize and listen to God explain things to me why things do work and why things don't work. And for the last couple of months, I've been listening to a lot of Pastor John Gray, who talks about marriage, who talks about a man carrying himself or how a woman's supposed to carry herself. I mean, we're going to get into some deep conversations with this topic, with relationship in a series. I was just going to do this one thing and leave it alone with God. I need for you to do a series. Take your time, each one, and let people know where it's coming. Put yourself in that position to explain these things with all four. Again, the topic is relationships. We're going to be dealing with friendship, courtship, marriage. And one thing that they really don't talk about in church is intimacy. You know, God wants us to be intimate with him. We don't have no sex. He wants us to get closer to him. That's what intimacy is all about. Intimacy can lead to sexual desires, but it don't have to be right then and there. You know, everybody groans. That's what you want to do. You want to go and do that before you get married. I can't be mad with you because I've done it before. You know, I'm not going to sit here and judge you because that's what you're doing, knowing that I've done it. And, you know, me and one of my friends was talking the other day. Amazing how when we in the ministry, for us to go out and talk to the people, we want to act like we. But when push comes to shove, we all seem born and seen. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm not that holy roller. I'm not going to go out there with my suit and my Bible in my hand. Because when they see you coming like that, they already know what the deal is. They already know you come to beat them across the head and tell them they wrong. But 9 out of 10, they already know. But, you know, we're supposed to save the lost. Times we got to stop what we're doing and come down to their level and just listen to them. It's the same way being in a relationship with a man. When your woman come home, she's mad and upset. She don't want you to fix her problem. She wants you to listen. Same way with a man. His wife, I want you to listen. If I was married, if I come home frustrated and pissed off and I had a bad day at work, I don't need my wife trying to solve my problems. I'm come home, I want to get it off my chest so when it's time for me to spend my time with her, she gets my time. I don't want to be sitting around the house all day venting and she's mad and cook them and now she's mad and upset because I'm not talking about it. But it's one thing when I feel like if we come home, home is supposed to be our safe haven. We ain't supposed to be out here in the world fighting and bickering and doing all this and then come home and do the same thing we were doing out there in the street, letting our job tools, let this get to it, then we go home and take it out on wife, our fiance, who else? Significant help, you know, but it's going to be real good. It's going to be real good. I mean, I'm looking forward to doing this relationship, friendship, courtship, marriage, and I think everybody's probably waiting on this one about intimacy, but I'm going to let that be last. But some of you right now probably got your mind in the gutter right now. Just joking. I just like to have fun. Like I said, this, you know, for the next couple of shows, it's going to be 30 minutes, get everybody excited about what's going on, and I just want you to feel comfortable. And, you know, this year, I want everybody, when you call in, feel free to speak, you know, chime in. I got a call already. Call your number 9336. You're on the air. State your name.
Hello, Brother Chauncey. This is Pastor Falana. Good evening. How are you?
What's going on, Pastor? What's going on with you?
Oh, everything is great. I'm loving and I'm really digging this topic. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. your topic is on relationships in general. You're talking about marriage, girlfriend, boyfriend. You're talking about business, church. I think that sometimes the common denominators in all those, I think, should be trust and respect. Because at the end of the day, if we don't have those, the relationships are not going to work, period. And I think that those two things have to also be earned. I don't think it's one of those things that you can really know what the, if you're logical about it. It's not something that you could possibly know in 30, 60, or even 90 days. You know, you sit back and you watch the behaviors and you notice the idiosyncrasies, and then you decide for yourself if this is something that I can deal with and make informed decisions. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a moment ago, too, about the sex thing. Well, you and I both know, mm-hmm. and I would imagine most people that have tuned into your show, they know that we're not supposed to have sex until we are married. But even outside of that, experience has taught me when I was out there getting my groove on, so to speak, or whatever, more times than not, when I had sex with that man, the game changed. So what I mean by that is that the whole complexion of the relationship changed the moment I gave my everything to that man. Because a lot of you don't understand that too, Brother Chauncey. Once you give a person your sex, you've given them anything that you could possibly give them. That's your everything. You know what I mean? That's your
right
there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you want to give them everything, Brother Chauncey. And so thing is it worth it? Is it worth your messing up the game before you even got the relationship started good, before you begin to learn the person or whatever? You know, for me, I've learned that it's not worth it. I'm not going to take up your time. I know that you have a 30-minute show. I just want to put my love to senses. I'm enjoying the show, and I'm very proud of you, Brother Chauncey.
I sure appreciate that, Pastor Polana. You know you're more than welcome to come back and visit at any time. And some of the things you were talking about, that's what we're going to really dig deep into. You know, like you said, trust. You know, we have to study each other. We just can't, you know, and it all, like you said, when you give it your all, people fail to realize there's a such thing as called soul tie. I can speak on soul tie because I was in one. That's not a good feeling. Soul tie is not a good feeling. You know, I'm always transparent about the things that I've been through, the things that I've done, things that God had brought me out. But I thank God for this. Because what we're ready to talk about is serious stuff. Women nowadays are looking for that strong man that can have their back that they can walk with. But us as men, and I include myself too, we have dropped the ball. And we wonder why women do the things they do. It's because we're not living up to what God called us to be, which is great. And some men fail to realize it's hard being a man, and women don't understand it's hard for us being a man. If you understood the things that God had placed on us, you would understand, okay, but we going back to, you know, things that we used to talk about back in the day, when a man, is it wrong if a man cries? Some men haven't seen how to treat women. Some men don't know how to pull out the chairs or open the door. They never seen that in their life. So women can't keep getting mad, because if they haven't seen it, why are you mad yet? I'm glad God gave me this relationship, the series, friendship, courtship, and marriage, and it's going, that last one, intimacy, is going to really bust some balls. But we're going to say that for last. And, you know, I'm honored to do the barbershop. And Pastor Palmer know how this thing went down years ago. I ran from this. A couple of more years, I kept running. But now I understand people have been telling me, that's close to me, Chauncey, you have to get back and do it. Because I was seeing something on Facebook on this group that I'm in, and it said that there was a young man up there. I can, you know, to see the stuff that he wrote and said to this other young lady. I'm not into that right now because I don't have enough time, but you can see something is wrong with him. Instead of him coming in, he had no will. There's no man around to ask him what is the problem. He went crying out to a woman, thinking, just like as we've grown up, we hurt ourselves, we go to our mama. That's what he was doing. He was looking at the women as a mother figure, because he already know if he go to another brother, he know they're going to bash him in the head. They're going to call him all kinds of names. You got some women that's going to call him names too. But see, women fail to realize that we have some deep issues ourselves. We're not going to admit to it. Well, I will. But like I said, that pride and ego is going to get in the way. That's why thing, this series we doing now with relationship, friends, courtship, marriage, and intimacy, all the things that we have here discussed plays into all of that. When we first get into it, I'm going to come in from the man's point of view, let the women see what we deal with when it comes to friendship, courtship, marriage, and intimacy. Then we're going to go to the women's side and let them chime in, let them speak on these things. Because we need to see it from both ways. I mean, I always tell people we got to look at things in a spiritual realm and a natural realm. We just can't look at things just one way. Now, if you got that gift to look at things both ways, then you have to look at the situation from the spiritual and the natural side. Majority of the people want to look from the natural side. You know, we're going to be talking about when they get to marriage, why women complain about they can't find a good man. Well, Proverbs 18:22, my favorite script. A woman ain't supposed to look for a man. A man that finds a woman finds a good thing, has favor with the Lord. So why are you out there looking? The thing is, a woman's supposed to present herself. If you present yourself as a wife, you will find your husband. But if you go out there and present yourself as like a one-night stand or a girlfriend, that's what you're going to get. Even Pastor John Gray talk about it. That's why I like listening to him, because he breaks it down from what women should understand and men supposed to understand. Because if we want a wife, we're supposed to carry ourselves like a husband. But Proverbs 18:22 already told us as men what's going to happen if we find that right woman. But we have Amen. To be right ourselves, just like we were talking about the guy who made these comments on the social media, on this group that I'm in. He's really hurt bad, but everybody is not looking at, not looking why is he acting like, yep, I'm not condoning what he done. It was right. That was wrong. He failed to realize, to me, like I said, you look at things both ways. I'm looking at his spiritual realm. The devil has got his mind. He's crying out for help, and the first thing a little boy is going to cry, like I said before, a little boy is going to cry out for his mama. Because he wants that motherly love. He going to a woman looking for that motherly love. But until you can have a serious and healthy relationship, we both, men and women, we have to heal ourselves. We can't take the baggage that we got into another relationship and think it's going to work. We can't. If a man don't want to change, he's not going to change. If a woman don't want to change, she's not going to change. So we all have to look at things different ways. And like I said, this is going to be a good series. So to my fans out there on Facebook, hey, thank you for your love and support. The ones who called in, thank you for your love and support. I think this right here is really going to its turn. I should have more right now that call in, but it's not. But you know what? Told me to put it out there. They get it, they get it, they don't, they don't. You know, it's just like when you go to church and you go there, you know that word is for you. You're not worried about it if it's for somebody else. You know, I can speak about all these things right here. I've been through it all. Pastor Falama knows my testimony. My sister, Trina from Winston-Salem, she's on the line. She knows my testimony. I've been there. And I thank God, again, for giving me this. But I'm just reaching out to everybody. This is what we need. Fellas, this is what you need. I'm here. I'm not going. I need it for myself. You know, just like some pastor said, this, you might not get this word, but I'm going to take the word and run with it too. Because I know it's for me. Some of these relationships, I've been there. And I want to, when God bless me with my next wife, I want to be able to have a friendship. I want to still be able to court her. Now I want my marriage to be strong. We're supposed to have date night. I'm not just going to marry anybody. I want to marry my best friend. I can confide in someone who can see me cry, not going to prompt and call me less of a man because I'm crying. I have much for respect for a man. If he's hurt, he come out and tell me he's crying, that he's hurt, that he's going through some stuff, he needs to respect him more than a man that's sitting out here got his chest stuck out. But when he get behind them four walls, he hurting himself. But the more we keep it in, men and women, especially men, the more we keep it in, we're hurting ourselves. That's why you got a lot of relationships that's going to the bad. You got these domestic violence, these domestic relationships, beating each other up. You know, we already know as men, if we beat a woman up, we already know what's going to happen. But you got some women out there that is not going to let you put your hands on her and not fight back. But then you got some women out there that's loose cannons, just like us men. Don't have no problem pulling up them hands. I got 4 minutes left. Y'all, if anybody else wants to chime in and give me some input on about this series we about to dig into, it's called Relationship, Friendship, Courtship, Marriage, and Intimacy. It's going to be, like Falana said, it's going to be a doozy. Oh, I meant to tell you, thank you for that video you put out the other day. That really touched my heart. You know we go way back. We done been through some stuff, but it's God's will that, you know, like we said, it's a friendship. You can fuss all you want to, but when it comes to doing God's best, I can put myself aside and do it. But she's still my friend. She's my classmate. We went to the same high school. We grew up in the same neighborhood. That's friendship. If you can go through battles and scars and still come and still be able to socialize with each other, that's friendship. Same way with marriage. If you ain't been through nothing, you ain't had no marriage. Marriage is not easy. You got to work into it. Again, anybody that's called in, want to say something before we leave, we got 3 minutes. Just press 1. I will chime you in. I will call your last 4 numbers out. But if not, again, I thank y'all for y'all love and support. It's an honor being the host of the Blog Talk Radio Show in the land. Got a call over there. Come on. It's 371-3710.
Hello, bro.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello, bro.
Yo, what's up, Chris?
Oh, not much. I'm enjoying the show. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Proud of you.
I told
I'm
y'all
so
this
proud
is my
you.
Sister right here who tried to keep me in check all the time. Yo, I mean, I want to put a shout out. My sister is coming out with her own cookbook, her own recipes. This young lady can burn. Well, I'm telling you, she got the gift in her hands. She's turning it into a business. If you ever want some wings, and whoever loves cheesecake, holler at me. She can make you any kind of flavor. I'm still trying to get mine from 5 years ago. I think
it's going to happen.
I don't think I'm going to get mine no time soon. So, you know, I'm just
it's
putting a
happen.
Shout out there, putting a burger. Yeah, right. I'm just putting a shout out there. This young lady right here has been by my side through thick and thin. I have a strong relationship with her. She's my
God
sister.
Be the glory.
And I thank her for, because when I first started, she was right there by my side. Never left my side through all the stuff I went through. But like I said, y'all, my sister Trina from Winston-Salem, you want some cheesecake, any kind of flavor, to my homegirl, Pastor Falana Wilson, I love you. Thank you for being a friend. Support her, y'all. She has her own thing going on. She's a true friend. She's a ride or die chick. You know, and all three of us ride or die for God. I just want everybody to know I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm just telling you, get ready to put your seatbelt on. Get ready for this roller coaster ride. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody now, when we do this series, I don't need no male bashing. I don't need no female bashing. Because we do that, we're not going to get through this. We
Amen.
Need to come with an open mind. We need to come to learn what's wrong. So with that being said, God loves you, and I do too. This is your boy, Teaching Chance, straight from the hottest Block Talk Radio Show, The Barbershop. Have a best night tonight.